We've been talking about race this morning, and representation's a big part of that. Hawaii and Native Hawaiians in particular have a history of fraught relations with how we've been represented in the media. Director Jude Wang and the cast and crew of Finding Ohana were prepared when they came. Finding Ohana led the top 10 on Netflix the weekend it debuted. And if you haven't seen it yet, the film opens with this kind of Casino Royale for kids kind of geocaching sequence in Brooklyn. It's a lot of fun. Then it plops the main characters in Hawaii, where a treasure hunt unfolds to save Grandpa's aina. After lava pits, crashing boulders, and night marchers, the main character, Pili, makes a very woke decision. We had a chance to catch up with Pili, local girl Keapeahu, recently. She's 13 now. She started appearing on YouTube several years ago with her sister. She is a standout dancer. And Kea says Finding Ohana is like a pole vault for her career.
Yeah, so this was the biggest role that I had ever auditioned for. So going into it, I was extremely nervous. I remember, like, I was not even nervous about, like, memorizing the lines, but it was something that I really, really wanted to book the role of. Every actress or actor, like, when they go on audition, they want to make sure, like, they give their best out, because, you know, sometimes you only literally have, like, one chance to do it. So when I got there, I actually, all of my nerves went away, because Leslie Wu, the amazing casting director, she was super sweet. We got to, like, talk story before I even started auditioning. Every time I went back, I got more and more comfortable, like, when I did callbacks. And from the moment I got the script, I already knew it was a character that I wanted to play the role of. And I think it wasn't really hard switching myself into that character of Pili, because I feel like we're not really different. We're really similar in a lot of ways. And so I think, like, everything from the people to the experience, like where it was filmed at, it was all just like, it made me feel super comfortable.
Well, where was it filmed?
So it was filmed for 5 weeks in Hawaii on Oahu, and then 6 weeks in Thailand, and then 1 week in Brooklyn, New York. It's all in, like, these few scenes, but what people don't realize is they're all, like, different locations. So, like, Hawaii, we film, like, most of the, like, outside stuff, like, the outside of the cave scenes, because obviously the caves are kapu, so we couldn't physically go inside of them. And then Thailand, that's where we film, like, all of the stuff in the caves. Another part of it was just, like, handmade sets. And then Brooklyn, that was all, like, the geocaching stuff, obviously the stuff that's actually in New York.
What did you experience in terms of trying to keep the whole production pono, you know?
Yeah, I think the casting crew were really, it was really important for them to make sure that, like, we were representing Hawaii for something that it actually is. Because obviously, like, it's not a secret, like, some movies and TV shows can get, like, bashed because they're not really representing Hawaii for something that it is. But I think with this movie, I mean, we really made sure, I forgot what the word is, but, like, Jude had a bunch of people, like, make sure, like, professionals that we're, like, doing everything properly, from, like, the language to, like, where it was filmed. And we really wanted to make sure that we were, like, representing it for something that it actually is. That way it's not, like, getting misrepresented or anything.
Yeah. You know, because there will always be detractors, and there have been, you know, for how certain aspects might be portrayed. Well, how do you respond to that?
To be honest, I feel like some people, like, might not understand. I think everyone, when they look forward to a movie, I feel like they all have different point of views. To be honest, I feel like people enjoy it in different type of ways, like, depending on what kind of movies they like. Like, some people might really enjoy this movie if they're adventurous people, and then, like, on the Native Hawaiian side of things, and then, like, on, like, the Hispanic side of things, I think everyone has, like, a different point of view when they watch this movie.
What was it like really working with Ioane?
I love Alex so much. I mean, because
Alex Iono,
I mean, he's literally like my brother. We still keep in contact. Like,
you folks really, really did kind of seem to come together as a family.
Yeah, us as characters, Anna, Iwane, Casper, and Pili, they all connected. But that was also us connecting, like, as people in real life, like, in reality, we were all getting closer and closer. And I feel like that made everything, like, so much easier.
Okay, I mean, what is your ohana like here?
I have so much family in Hawaii, I can't even tell you who my actual cousins are, because I don't even know who my actual cousins are. I feel like everyone's like my auntie, my uncle, my cousins.
Were you born here?
Yes. Hawaii, I feel like that really started it, like, all. Growing up, I was a dancer, but I never really acted. And then my mom heard on the radio station about an acting event, and she took me to it because, you know, why not? And that's when I realized my passion. And if it wasn't for that, then all of this wouldn't have happened. And obviously all the sacrifices that she's made. And you know, people were telling us, like, it's hard if you really want to be, like, be an actress, but then obviously there's a lot more opportunities in LA. So even though I'm, like, in LA with, like, most of my opportunities, I feel like back home, like, Hawaii is always, like, my home. It's always somewhere I could go back to. And I'm actually here right now. I actually just flew in today. So I'm actually here in Hawaii, and it's great. I mean, I get to always, like, see my family, and it, obviously during this pandemic, we have to stay safe. But, I mean, yeah, I feel like I definitely get to, like, connect with all of them.
What's ahead for you, Kea?
Well, I'm really, really hoping for Finding Ohana 2, and maybe even a Finding Ohana 3. And besides that, I'm just trying to stay safe right now.
Could you see yourself, like, female action film type of, you know, what kind of roles really can you imagine for yourself, Kea?
I'm open for any kind of role. Another thing I want to be in, like, as much as I enjoy, like, adventurous movies, I really want to try to be in a horror film, like a scary film. I really want to be in one of those one day.
Actor Kea Peahu in a horror flick? Vampires, maybe? For now, Finding Ohana is streaming on Netflix. Locals quibble, like, you know, what's with the bats and spiders? They should have been fighting giant centipedes and fire ants. But people generally agree that it is the only place you're going to hear Garen's Ball Barons on TV right now.